I'm Jane Hatcher, FarDogLake.com.
And I'm Jim Pinkerton of just Washington, D.C., citizen of the District of Columbia. And together, once again, we are bloggingheads.tv. Welcome to our show, Jane and Jim, both of us.
Welcome to you, Jim. Good to talk with you again. I think we had a technical difficulties during the Democratic Convention that prevented us from chatting, so I'm glad we made it today.
We did, which means that any thoughts we had that turned out to be wrong are now safely dead and buried, because we can say we never thought those thoughts, because now it's been 2 weeks later.
I'll just put in an obligatory complaint about how we had to live during the Democratic Convention. We were like 20 miles from anything, and we were on forced marches to the Pepsi Center every day. It was like the Trail of Tears.
Wow. Gee, and this is the bloggers. This just shows that the Democratic National Committee and the bloggers are still not totally reconciled, I guess, huh?
Oh, you know what? It wasn't just the bloggers. I mean, I think we had some of the best accommodations within the big tent that anybody did. But the forced march to the Pepsi Center had to do with the perimeter that extended for about a mile and a half around it. And there were all these delegates, all these, you know, older people who were very dressed up that had to walk these incredible links to the Pepsi Center in the heat and the altitude. People dropping.
I mean, there were no buses or golf carts or anything? Or?
Nothing. There were a couple of golf carts, and people lined up for miles for them. So, and most of them just made the decision to walk. It was pretty miserable, but it was better than the stormtroopers on the streets of the RNC rushing. Having been
I would compare
the Democratic Convention favorably, but just barely.
Okay. From those notoriously right-wing cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, I see. So Jane, how about that Sarah Palin? What do you think?
Well, I'll let you start. What do you think, Jim?
Well, I think that stipulating that the vetting process on her is still ongoing, that it wasn't obviously completed before she got picked, I think she's had a startling effect on the race and supported what I've been saying to my Democratic friends for months, which is if you don't, up to the Obama campaign, if you don't pick Hillary Clinton, you're going to make the mistake of your life, make the mistake of 2008. You're going to leave the field wide open. And Obama, who obviously doesn't like Hillary, and I'm sure the feeling's mutual, didn't choose her, chose Joe Biden, who's a nice enough guy, but kind of colorless, and been quickly marginalized in this race. And the 2,000 Democratic delegates for Hillary in Denver went home disappointed. And it's pretty obvious that a lot of them plan on sitting out this race entirely in hopes, I suppose, that Hillary can come back in 2012. And a fair number are going to vote for McCain. It's not a very good scenario for the Democrats.
I'm going to disagree with you on that, and I don't think that the empirical evidence bears you out. According to a Rasmussen poll taken shortly after the convention, there was an 11-point switch from undecided to Obama amongst Hillary voters, or from people who wouldn't vote for Obama beforehand said that after the Republican convention that they would. So the women that McCain is picking up, and you're right, he is picking up women, are coming from the independent and the undecided category, not from Hillary supporters.
Well, okay, but I mean, it's obvious that Hillary had, I mean, she was doing well in the polls, she's a national figure, plenty of people, even if they didn't vote for her literally in the primaries, supported her, liked her, thought she had style, or agreed with her in pantsuits or something like that. And now they are no longer, as the same polls show, they're no longer supporting the Democratic ticket, they're supporting the Republican ticket. I mean, I think that...
No, actually, that's not true. The question is, did you support Hillary Clinton? Would you have voted for Hillary Clinton? And before the Democratic primary, 28% of Hillary, of the people who said that they would have voted for Hillary Clinton said they would not support Obama. After the election, there was an 11-point swing in that. So, actually, those voters are moving towards...
So, are you saying it's now 17 as opposed to 28?
Huh?
Are you saying it's now 7? You said 11-point swing. Points, as in from 28 to 17?
Yes.
Okay, well, 17 is still a big number. That's 1 in 6. That's Pennsylvania,
a big number,
and Michigan, and Ohio
they
right
didn't,
there.
They haven't changed their opinion.
Well,
Sarah Palin has stalled.
Let's get a grip here, folks. McCain went from being 3 or 4 or 5 points down to 2 or 3 points ahead. Something big happened here. Now we can crunch the numbers and try and figure out where all those people came from. But it's pretty clear to me. I think I said to you in our previous Blogging Hits thing, the Mark Penn playbook of marginalizing Obama as some sort of left-wing goofball didn't work inside the Democratic primary, but it does seem to be working inside the United States of America.
There's no
national electorate.
I think people are excited about Sarah Palin, but I don't think that you're trying to characterize this as being responsible for Obama being a left-wing kook has any evidence to back it up.
Well, except that it's what the McCain campaign is saying, and it seems to be resonating with the voters, and that's why McCain has gone from behind to being ahead. I mean, this is not a small argument.
Nobody cares about John McCain. It's all about Sarah Palin right now. She's hiding behind her skirts. He's not stepping out there in front. He's afraid to show up in public without her because he can't draw flies. This is not because John McCain is running a fabulous campaign against Barack Obama. It's because he drags Sarah Palin in front of him as a human shield.
Do you think that Obama would have been better advised to pick Hillary as his vice president? Presidential choice.
I think 2020 hindsight, there are people who would argue that was the case, and I think that might be one of them. But who knew the effect that Sarah Palin was going to have on the race? I think even Joe Biden said that Hillary might have been a better candidate for him. I think it's telling that John McCain had to have a woman come in and save his campaign.
Okay, maybe it is telling, but I don't think the McCain people care. I think
I don't think they care anything either. I think they will do anything to win. Right. And if it meant dragging somebody in who isn't very well versed in foreign affairs, who isn't prepared to take over the presidency, they don't care. So long as John McCain can get the presidency, they really don't care what they do to the country.
Well, I think we're now seeing the emergence of the next left-wing narrative on why Obama lost. There's a great YouTube video, you've probably seen it, where the Obama campaign staff lip-syncs the song from the musical Les Miserables. I think it's the song title is like One Day More. And it's very clever, very moving, very well done, like the Broadway show originally. And of course, the punchline to the video is that it's the day before the election is what it's set, November 3rd, 2008. But of course, in the musical, all these idealistic young students all get slaughtered at the Paris Commune in 1871. In other words, we can talk about the evils of John McCain if you want, but the point is, it's just striking to me that the Democrats are doing it again. They ran somebody way to the left of the country, and they're losing as a consequence.
No, actually, he's not way to the left of the country. The country right now thinks that we should be out of Iraq. The country agrees with the women's right to choose. The country is with the Democrats on the economy. The country is with the Democrats on just about everything. Witness the wholesale advantage that the Democrats have across the country just on ID alone. So no,
first of all, Obama is, according to the National Journal, which is a pretty well-known publication.
A very
right-wing
publication.
It's very right-wing. He is the most liberal senator. So that's Obama
that was a bad poll taken. That was a bad evaluation taken, which doesn't discount the votes that Obama didn't take because he wasn't there. Obama ranks fairly about halfway amongst Democratic senators. He's not that liberal, Jim.
According to the American Conservative Union,
position that he has that is way outside where the American public is.
Driver's licenses for illegal aliens.
That's it. That's all you got.
You said name one.
I did. Name another. This does not put him outside where the American people are in the majority of issues.
Driver's licenses for illegal aliens
fall way down the list of where the American people care about. They care about the economy. They care about health care. They care about the war. They care about where their paychecks are coming from. On none of these things is Barack Obama outside where the American people are. John McCain, however, is. He is an extremist, conservative, bellicose whack job who wants to be in Iraq for 100 years. And that's just the truth. And that is way outside where the American people are on a major issue that they care about. And you cannot name one single issue that puts Barack Obama in that same category.
Well, I think that his record, of course, is so brief that it would be hard to know.
Wait, but you just said he was way outside where the American public is. I cited
the National Journal saying he's the most liberal senator. Okay, I cited the American Conservative Union, American Conservative Union, ACU.org, on a 1-to-100 scale.
You're talking about abstract metrics. You're making a claim that he's outside where the American public is. But you haven't said anything except for driver's license, which the American public, quite frankly, in this election just does not care. It just doesn't even count. John McCain is an extremist. He is an extremist. He wants to stay in Iraq forever. He has bad plans on everything that the American public cares about. He is way outside where they are. That's where the extremist is. And right now, he's got a convention pounce that he's getting from the fact that he nominated a woman whose skirts he is hiding behind. And that is why he's seeing a bounce in the polls, not because he is anywhere near what the American people are.
So I understand it. Why is Obama losing? Why was Obama behind even before McCain picked Palin?
He's not behind by any metric.
The poll today
has him ahead by 3 points. Where is he behind?
He's behind in the Real Clear Politics average of 8 or 10 polls. Look, Jamie, we're in an area here of sort of just like reality has to have some utility here. The fact remains that the American people have heard these arguments, and they are. And I think the most telling example where the forces of the right have completely shifted the agenda is on energy production. I don't think the American people had any idea that there were trillions and trillions of dollars worth of oil offshore in the East Coast and the West Coast that weren't being drilled, not because it wasn't there, but it wasn't being drilled because the politicians wouldn't let it. And then when Newt Gingrich back in May started talking about drill here, drill now, pay less, and then Boone Pickens and a couple others have sort of jumped in the same argument, it's transformed the debate.
In this whole thing about let's drill more, it's going to bring oil prices down, is that what you believe?
It's already happened.
Really? $5 a gallon gas. That really has dropped it down, hasn't it?
It's gone from $145 a barrel to below 100 in the last 3 months, 4 months, 5 months.
And that's because we're drilling more?
No, it's because the prospect
of...
Let me finish the sentence. The prospect of America... energy production expanding has broken the back.
So it's psychological.
Exactly. That's what speculators are. Speculators are psychological. They now see that America will produce
because it will psychologically help our oil.
No. We drill more because we can now see streams and streams and streams of American oil and Alaska oil coming into the market and depressing the price. That's just the way economics works.
For Americans, right?
Well, if we wanted to, it's up to us. It's our oil.
Why don't we want to? I'm just curious. Why don't we want to? Because what's happening is the oil companies are not supporting legislation that would force us to keep the oil here. All the legislation that's up allows the oil companies to export it to other countries in the world. So all this stuff about how, we should drill more so we can keep the oil here and we can lower our gas prices is a crock. This is just for
the oil companies. No, it's not a crock. We could pass a law. The Democrats are smart. They'd say we're going to pass a law that opens up offshore oil drilling, and of course the oil has to be consumed here. That would be easy.
That's not what Newt and the people who are pushing this legislation.
They were steering it
as tools for the oil company. It was really funny at the Republican National Convention, seeing all those sort of paunchy white men who looked like Karl Rove shouting "Drill, baby, drill," like they weren't walking advertisements for the oil companies. This has nothing to do with bringing down oil consumption or controlling our oil consumption or getting us off a diet of Middle East oil. This is all so the oil companies can make more money and ship our oil around the world to other countries and make as much money as possible.
Once again, Jane, you're up against the hard rocks of American public opinion.
But the fact is that is what they're doing, Jim.
The hard rock of
American public opinion also says that Barack Obama is well within where they believe that the country ought to be going, and John McCain is well outside of it. And that doesn't seem to have penetrated the conversation.
I don't understand why it is that McCain's ahead in the polls and you keep saying that. Is it just repetition that's going to make the difference now?
Do you understand the whole notion of a convention bounce, Jim?
I understand that McCain and Palin have come in and said three big things. They've said, one, we're not going to lose in Iraq. We're going to win. Number two, we're going to drill more oil. And number three, we're going to have an energetic, shake-em-up reform campaign in Washington. Now, Obama had a clear position on the other side on all three of those, and McCain...
No, actually, he doesn't. He's called for more drilling. I'm not crazy about it, but he has.
He's only under pressure. Look, I think the big difference between... I've been thinking about this. The big difference between McCain and Obama as president is that President Obama would be the pet of the Democratic majorities in Congress. And McCain would go to war with, frankly, both parties in Congress from day one. It's a much different dynamic. And I think the American
McCain
people
is controlled by the lobbyists who run his campaign. McCain right now, the biggest crisis facing us today, I think, is the collapse of our financial institutions and Wall Street. This is a serious problem. It's caused by deregulation that was put through by Phil Graham when he was head of the Senate Banking Committee, which deregulated many of the instruments that are problematic today. And John McCain himself called for the Keating Five. Remember, was one of the Keating Five, but called for them not to be investigated, and wound up costing the government $3 billion in bailout when his wife had money invested with Keating. I mean, this is the man that you trust to come in and reform anything. He's one of the biggest crooks in the Senate.
I didn't say I trusted him. I said the American people are obviously fine and preferable. And look, let's talk about Phil Graham a little bit.
No, they don't. It depends on the polls. Most polls have Barack Obama ahead.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
I mean, dear bloggingheads.tvers, go to Real Clear Politics, look at their average, and see what you see. And one
Real
of us,
Clear
Jim,
everybody takes. Do you understand that these things are averaged in different ways, Jim? And that anybody can come up with different totals for these? Go to Daily Coast today, right now. The most recent poll, depending on whether, you know, how you're averaging this in, shows polling moving in the direction of Barack Obama.
I saw yesterday that McCain is ahead is tied in Pennsylvania, and ahead in Colorado, and amazingly enough, only 5 points down in New York. So we will see. Something here, but let's just talk about the deregulation. This is sort of an interesting point. What you're mostly referring to, I think, is in terms of Phil Graham and deregulation, was the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act, which was 1999. Okay, which doesn't seem to explain very well why long-term capital failed in 1998 and Drexel Burnham Lambert failed in 1990 and Penn Square Bank failed in 1982 and on into the past. I mean, look. I mean, obviously we're in a hellacious financial crisis now. And it is my earnest hope that all the people who speculated and invested big money in all these companies lose all their money. To serve them right. But I got to tell you, in terms of who seems more impatient with the status quo, and this is just an interesting question of optics, it would seem to me that McCain and Palin are much more determined to change the status quo than Obama and Biden. Just look at them.
Yeah, Sarah Palin had never found someone she wouldn't fire for personal reasons, or friends from kindergarten she wouldn't give expensive jobs to. I don't know that that's changed. She's also blocking the investigation into all of this corruption as well, which puts her George Bush with a skirt, as far as I can tell. But in terms of Phil Graham, David Corn writes in Mother Jones Today, 8 years ago, Graham, then a Republican senator chairing the Senate Banking Committee, slipped a 626-page bill into a gargantuan must-pass spending measure. Graham's legislation, written with the help of the financial industry lobbyists, essentially removed newfangled financial products called swaps from any regulation. Now, swaps are evidently what is causing so many problems with Lehman's right now, right?
Right. I guess. I mean, again, you're talking, but you're not explaining why financial crises and panics and crashes occurred before the evil Phil Graham got in the mix here.
Well, nobody is going to say that Phil Graham is responsible for every crash and every problem that ever happened in the world, but he certainly had a big hand in what the problem is today. He called America a nation of whiners. I don't think Americans see that as particularly optimistic or characteristic of what's going on right now. And furthermore, Phil Graham is supposed to be banished from the John McCain campaign, but he was at a meeting of McCain advisors a month ago in Aspen that included Rick Davis and Charlie Black and Steve Schmidt. So he's not gone. And most people think that if McCain was to win the presidency, that he would become Secretary of the Treasury. I don't know what kind of reform that is, but I think it's in the wrong direction.
He'd never get confirmed by the Senate.
One would hope not, but
right.
McCain is looking toward for his economic advice.
So, Jane, just to summarize the situation here, you think that the reason that McCain has surged in the polls is because Palin
I don't think he has surged in the polls. I think he and Barack Obama are in a very tight race, and I think most people would agree with that.
I mean, he's ahead in Nevada. I had no idea when we sat down today that I would need to have a month's worth of polling data in front of me just to refer to state by state polls showing
a month's worth of polling data is going to give you pre-Democratic convention polling data, during the Democratic convention polling data, during the Republican convention polling data, and post-Republican convention polling data, all of which is going to be very different and subject to very different vagaries. Polling is not an exact science, and it also has a lot of variables depending on who's conducting the polling. I think most people agree that Barack Obama and John McCain are involved in a very tight race, and John McCain has not walked away with this. He got some momentum coming off the Republican convention. It's called the convention bounce.
The Republican convention
from adding
was
Sarah Palin to the ticket, but it is reality challenge to say that he is sitting there whipping Barack Obama these days.
The Republican convention was 12 days ago. This is a pretty long. I mean, the Obama bounce seemed to have lasted about 12 hours. And the McCain bounce seems to be lasting about 12 days.
Because McCain announced his nomination of Sarah Palin the day after the Democratic convention ended, and then the Republican convention started. That's just math, Jim. It's not some big mystery, and it doesn't.
No,
it's not all equal. It doesn't mean that Barack Obama didn't have one and John McCain did.
So we agree that the polls have changed. And we kind of agree that Hillary Clinton would have been a better choice for Obama than Biden.
Well, I don't think John McCain would have picked Sarah Palin's skirts to hide behind had Hillary Clinton been on the ticket. I think that's
true. I agree.
And I think that his bounce is due to Sarah Palin and not because anything he represents as a candidate. He is old, tired, bellicose, feeble, and corrupt.
Okay, so what do you think Palin brings to the ticket?
I think she's like the American Idol candidate. I think she's captured the sort of People magazine fascination. When you give her personal drama, she's pretty. I don't know that any of these things qualify her to be a heartbeat away from the button when John McCain is a little old and has cancer. I think that makes a lot of people nervous to think about.
So where do the rise in the polls come from? Just the people just saying it's a spectacle?
I don't think that one has anything to do with another. I think that the rise in the polls can come from many different reasons, not just because you decide that this happens to be why.
Well, okay, since we're here to bring punditry to...
Question several times during this blogging heads, Jim. I think that they came because people are interested in her. I think that she's a fresh face. I think she's pretty. I think that she revitalizes the McCain campaign, which was old and tired and didn't have any fresh ideas and nobody was really interested in. But yeah, she is the vice presidential candidate, though, and I don't think that qualifies her to be president of the United States just because she gives John McCain a facelift.
So you give no credence to the issues of nationalism, energy independence, and shake things up in Washington. None of those mean anything to you in terms of the McCain-Palin campaign.
I don't know how you draw that conclusion.
Ooh, okay. Is McCain a nationalist war hero?
There is no polling. There's no evidence whatsoever to show that this surge has anything to do with John McCain's positions on anything. It isn't like somebody, he just suddenly struck a nerve and everybody goes, oh yes, we want to go to war with Iran. That would be great. Let's do that.
It would seem to me that it's been a pretty steady pattern in American history that during wartime, war heroes get elected to the presidency, whether it's Andrew Jackson or William Henry Harrison or Ulysses S. Grant or Dwight Eisenhower. Isn't that a pretty steady pattern?
John, nobody cared about it, John McCain, until Sarah Palin showed up. That whatever rise is happening is tied to her appearance on the ticket. That has nothing to do with anything he did in any war.
He did get the nomination.
Against the wishes of almost anybody. It was sort of like the booby prize. Nobody really wanted the Republican nomination this year.
Oh, I don't know. I worked for Mike Huckabee. He wanted it, and Rudy Giuliani wanted it, and Mitt Romney spent $100 million to get it. They wanted it pretty badly. I think my analysis of what we're talking about here is the left is still in denial about the dynamics of American politics.
And they are not listening to the fact that America wants out of the war in Iran. They're not listening to the fact that most Americans think that a woman needs the right to choose. They're not listening to the fact that Americans think that there's a healthcare crisis that needs addressing. They're not listening to the fact that Americans think that we need to reduce our oil independence and not just by drilling whatever few drops are left, you know, off the shore.
But
that's just where Americans are.
Discussion
just
let's
rip more people off more often and have more wars just does not resonate with the American people.
Well, then why the Republicans won 7 of the last 10 presidential
elections? I would agree with you right there. That is what the Republicans represent, absolutely.
I think
Sarah Palin's got a pretty face, and her face is on the cover of People magazine right now.
Okay. I think that the left prefers to shout down its opponents than to have a discussion as to why these things are happening. And I think you're kind of proof of that.
Well, I think you've got no points, Jim, that will hold up
Nobody's
supporting John McCain because they think going to war with Iran is a good idea.
Look, first of all, in their worst days, the Republicans still have a guaranteed 40% of the vote. I mean, no Republican nominee has gotten less than, 38% of the vote since 1912, okay? So something's going on with two-fifths of the American people automatically, no matter what, year in, year out. I just saw a poll in the Siena poll in New York State has McCain defeating Obama among Jewish New Yorkers, 54-32. Now, does that mean anything? Is that significant in any way? McCain beats Obama by 22 points in New York State.
Let's see. How do you feel about the fact that Sarah Palin's negatives, her popularity was really, really high at the Republican convention? She was a fresh face. Everybody liked her. And ever since then, her negatives have been crawling up steadily. How long do you think this is going to last?
Look, she's clearly a polarizing figure. My hunch, though,
As people find out more and more about her, any advantage she gives John McCain may begin to erode.
I still didn't hear an answer to a reaction of any kind to my point about the Siena poll among Jews in New York. 22 points, McCain ahead. Does that signify a shift of any kind?
I'm not sure what you're saying, Jim.
Well, I'm asking if one of the most reliably Democratic groups in the country is now shifting over to the Republicans, does that mean anything?
I don't think that you've given me any evidence that it's statistically significant in terms of where the country is going.
Siena poll, the poll in New York State. It's in the New York Daily News yesterday.
I'm not saying the poll's not reliable. I don't know what its implications are. You have a tendency to extrapolate too big from very small amounts of data, really sweeping conclusions.
Small amounts of data are the history of the 50 plus presidential elections we've had in this country, which tend to show that parties associated with the military win in wartime. And I rattled off 5 or 6 examples of war hero presidents. And it's not just Republicans. I mean, John F. Kennedy
is
another
one. And I said that before Sarah Palin showed up, that was not a convincing argument to the American people. So I'm not sure that's an explanation
it was
for why
good
this
enough,
is happening.
Look,
I think that's a very legitimate point.
Okay. McCain was at 44, or give or take, before he picked Palin, and now he's at 48. So by that reckoning, over 90% of McCain's strength came from McCain and being a Republican, not Palin. So Palin was frosting on the cake.
But you yourself said that the Republican 40% of Republicans will vote for the Republicans even if they're cold.
But the point is, but McCain.
I don't know that
McCain,
this is all John McCain's strength. It's not.
But McCain got nominated by these people, so it speaks to them. So in other words, I'm saying that what I see out of this election is yet another election where the left the Democrats, not the same as the left, but the Democrats run a leftist candidate who can't win.
See is that John McCain couldn't get the base of the party to turn out. The turnout models among Republicans have increased 5% after Sarah Palin came in. She is an extremist whack job who is anti-abortion, anti-choice. She's a total fundamentalist. And it just shows that once again the Republican Party is still held hostage to the extremists in their own party.
Okay, and yet they're winning. And so, humor me for a second.
No one's calling this for McCain now except you.
I am. Humor me for a second. If Obama loses, should the Democrats draw any conclusions about the future direction of the party looking ahead to the next election?
If McCain loses, should the Republicans draw any conclusions about the future of the party?
Well, I think the pressure is more on the loser than the winner. Obviously, look.
The question is predicated on if the Republicans lose.
If the Republicans lose, I think that there will be a major struggle inside the Republican Party as to how to be on a lot of issues. Now, there's no question. But I think that if the Democrats lose, what I'm hearing from you is that the Democrats won't change a thing because they'll think that they got defeated by a bunch of demagogues and skirts, and that they're then therefore pout, 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 just go home and wait again to nominate somebody like Dukakis or Kerry or Obama, so they can lose again. And it strikes me as kind of a bad pattern.
Well, you're premised on the fact that you think that Obama is a far less left-wing candidate, and he's just not. Maybe from where you stand,
he comes out of
anybody to the left of the John Birch Society.
Inner city,
left-wing wacko. Obama is in the center of the country on every single major position. It just is.
It used to say that, but I'm the one who's got the evidence, and you don't.
No, you haven't been able to prove anything. You haven't been able to provide anything but his driver's license where you say he's out of the mainstream.
He holds
the majority opinion on what to do about the war. John McCain is an extremist about the war. He is with the majority of the country about what to do on health care. John McCain doesn't want to address it except to tax people's health care benefits as income.
A collision point.
No, because I'm proving my point. You're wrong.
No. What we're going to do is
wrong.
Barack Obama
is in the center of the country with every major position. John McCain doesn't believe in a woman's right to choose. 70% of Americans think that they should. John McCain wants to stay in war with Iraq for 100 years. 70% of Americans want to get out. John McCain doesn't want to address health care. Barack Obama does. Americans overwhelmingly believe that health care needs reform. John McCain, and these are the issues that consistently poll at the top, the things that Americans care about. Barack Obama represents where the country wants to go. So you can't say now where the country wants to be and Barack Obama is a far leftist. It's just not true.
I'm going to give you the last word. We'll put up the links for the National Journal article and the ACU ratings as to where Obama stands in the judgment of fair-minded.
No, because that proves is that there's one crappy poll that came out with a bad result. It doesn't prove anything.
Okay. Well,
facts are facts, Jim. John McCain is a far-right extremist, and Barack Obama is in the center of every major issue that the country cares about, and that is just the truth.
Okay, well, we'll let the Blogging Heads audience decide. Jane? Nice talking to you.